Say yeah. All right, awesome. I just want to pray, and then we're going to talk in the Word just a minute, do things a little backwards, a little different today, and then Jesse's going to come and lead us in a time of worship. So will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the time that we can gather out here. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that we just pray that God would lead us, that would guide us and direct us, that would any kind of disagreement, any kind of arguments going on today, that Father, you would quiet these things, that your Holy Spirit would speak louder, that there would be unity when there appears to be division. That would be just like you, God, to show up when there's division and bring unity. That is what you do. You bring the community of believers, the family of God together in the name of Jesus, Jesus being the head of this church. Jesus is our pastor. He is the head. And so we follow and just say we want to live like he lived. And so, Holy Spirit, we need you to do that. We are weak and we need you. Your word teaches over and over. We've even sang it as a child. But when we are weak, you are strong. And so, Jesus, we just pray that your name is glorified, magnified, worshiped in this place today. We just thank you. We pray it in that name, the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. All right. Well, this morning we continue in the Psalms, and just very briefly going to touch on Psalm 35. And you'll see why I say very briefly here in just a second. One verse I'll read today. But the last couple of weeks, two words have continued to come up. If you'll think back, if you've been here the last couple of weeks, you will have heard these words. But one of those words is the word blessed, right? We talked about that a few weeks back, and we talked about the definition of what that could mean and how the world looks at the definition of blessed versus how we possibly as the church look at the definition of blessed, and even us sometimes getting that kind of mixed up, right? That if God meets all of my wants and desires, then I will be blessed. And we said that's not the case, right? 2 weeks and two different definitions of the word blessed that we've seen. One was a man whose transgressions and iniquity were not counted against him. You remember that a few weeks back, leading into Thanksgiving. A man is blessed when his transgressions are not counted against him. That's an awesome, awesome thing. Last week we saw the definition of the word blessed, meaning this, that a man is blessed when he takes refuge in the Lord. Anybody remember what the word refuge is? Everybody look this way. It's a horn. It'll continue to blow, it appears. All right. Refuge. Safe place in a time of trouble. A man is blessed when he seeks refuge in the Lord. So the last 2 weeks, we've heard this, the word blessed. A man whose transgressions are not counted against him, and a man who takes refuge in him. Through that, there was another word that kept appearing, this word justification, right? This removal of guilt, but not just a removal of guilt, a removal of guilt and then a sense of righteousness placed on somebody, that we are justified. This justification happens as if justify had never sinned, right? That we, no matter what we've done, no matter what we're doing or what we will do, in Christ, we are justified, that we are made completely righteous before a holy God. That is an amazing thing, just if we had never sinned. And so these two words just were on my heart all week, blessed and justified. Blessed, a man whose transgressions and iniquity is not counted against him. Blessed, a man who takes refuge in him, and justified as if I had never sinned in my whole life because of the blood of Jesus. These two words, coupled with a season of Thanksgiving that we just entered, and also entering next week, we'll begin to look and to start to celebrate and think about the birth of Jesus and what all that is. And I want you to know ahead of time, that's not just a baby in a manger. Jesus changes everything. Absolutely changes every single thing. If you've yet to encounter that love, it's our prayer that during this Christmas season, you encounter the real love of Jesus, not in religion, but in relationship. And so with those two words on our heart, with our mind, it felt like a great Sunday just to stop and to heed the last words of Psalm 35. Jesse, if you want to go on and come. The last words in Psalm 35, after hearing the words over and over, blessed and justified, the last words of Psalm 35 just speak so true. And what a better place to just stop and to worship, to praise, to thank God. The last verse of Psalm 35 in verse 28, it says, "My tongue shall tell of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long." That my tongue shall tell of your righteousness, God, and your praise all the day long. When we think of the words blessed, think of all that we've been given, the life that we've been given. When we think of the word justified, that we as sinners through Jesus can come to a place where we before a holy God are not only having our guilt removed, but are standing there as righteous. Man, I can't help but want to worship. And so I talked with Jesse. I said, man, just lead us in that way today. And so we take the last words of Psalm 35. We will sing his praises and we will be thankful. And so that's what we do this morning. I just want to pray, and Jesse's going to lead us the rest of this time. God, we just thank you. Blessed is a man whose transgressions are not counted against him. That me, no matter what I've done, the blood of Jesus, that when I stand before you is not counted against me. Blessed am I when I take refuge in you. There are so many things I could reach for to take refuge in. I choose today to take refuge in you. You, a safe place in a time of trouble. And then I think of the word justified, that just if I had never sinned and made just righteous, not just my guilt removed, but righteous before you because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. We enter into a Christmas season knowing that it's so much more than the birth of just a sweet, innocent baby. It's a Savior. It is Jesus who changes everything. That is why we sing today. That is why we praise. That is why we thank you. If someone is yet to meet Jesus today, let their worship begin by bowing the knee and saying, I give my heart and my life, my everything, to Jesus who gave his everything for me. If we know you, that we just rest in that today, that we rest no matter what season of life, good or bad, we rest in the fact that we are justified, made righteous through the blood of Jesus. We love you. We praise you this morning. That's what we're here to do. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.